Today on the Just Read podcast, we're going to read Numbers 21, verses 10 through 20. After the plague of fiery serpents, Israel continued to journey closer and closer to the promised land. Let's read Numbers chapter 21, verses 10 through 20. Now the sons of Israel moved out and camped in Oboth. They journeyed from Oboth and camped at Iyah Abarim in the wilderness which is opposite Moab to the east. From there they set out and camped in Wadi Zered. From there they journeyed and camped on the other side of the Arnon, which is in the wilderness that comes out of the border of the Amorites. For the Arnon is the border of Moab, between Moab and the Amorites. Therefore it is said in the book of the wars of the Lord, Waheb in Suphah, and the wadis of the Arnon, and the slope of the wadis that extends to the site of Ar, and leans to the border of Moab. From there they continued to Be'er, that is the well where the Lord said to Moses, Assemble the people, that I may give them water. Then Israel sang this song, Spring up, O well, sing to it, the well which the leaders sank, which the nobles of the peoples dug, with the scepter and with their staffs. And from the wilderness they continued to Matanah, and from Matanah to Nahaliel, and from Nahaliel to Bamoth, and from Bamoth to the valley that is in the land of Moab, at the top of Pisgah, which overlooks the wasteland. That was Numbers chapter 21, verses 10 through 20. Although this reading is mostly a record of Israel's travels, there is one interesting note I would offer. God, unprompted by Israelite murmuring, gave his people water. Is it possible that Israel never had to complain? Is it possible that God was always going to provide for their needs? The second generation of Israelites is learning that when they trust God, God provides. Thank you for reading with me.